in this bulletin, a rare coronavirus reinfection in Victoria, among only a handful in the world. New South Wales eases restrictions, allowing hundreds to attend places of worship. And in sport, Australian football celebrates its multicultural presence. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has detected three cases of COVID-19 and reported no deaths. Health officials are investigating what seems to be a rare case of coronavirus reinfection after a man tested positive in July and recently retested as positive for the virus. Premier Daniel Andrews says given only a handful of COVID-19 reinfection recordings in the world, the case is being treated with caution.
Is being managed very cautiously. There have been very, very few reported cases of reinfection around the world. This is understandably frustrating for everyone involved, whether this is in fact a positive case or not.
And an inquiry into the state's bungled hotel quarantine program has requested the Premier answer further questions. State Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has been asked to provide a new statement after emails emerged contradicting his original testimony. A day after joining the Trans-Tasman travel bubble and removing forced quarantine measures on travellers from New Zealand, South Australia is calling for the move to be reciprocated. Premier Stephen Marshall is seeking approval from New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to allow South Australians to travel into the country.
I think it's time to normalise international travel where we can. I'm writing to Prime Minister Ardern, telling her about how well we've done in South Australia, the very, very low risk here, and hoping that we might be able to go one step further than where we are at the moment so that people returning to New Zealand won't have to do that 14 days of quarantine.
12 Kiwi travellers were released from hotel quarantine in Adelaide yesterday. New South Wales has recorded two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. There are also eight new infections detected in hotel quarantine. The new figures come as authorities announced easing of restrictions for religious services and gyms. Congregations of up to 300 people will be allowed to attend places of worship from this Friday, while a COVID safety marshal will only be required in gyms with more than 20 people inside. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet says it's a good step forward.
This is a great announcement for the body and the soul. So whatever you worship, there's something in this one for you. I want to continue to make decisions here to release restrictions and open up more of the New South Wales economy and get society back to operating in the way it was pre-COVID.
And State Health Minister Brad Hazzard is urging people to get tested as officials are concerned with the recent low number of testing rates.
I say you're not wasting our time. You're doing the best for yourself and for your community. Go and get tested. You are on the front line of this war against COVID. We all are. And we need you to be supportive.
The federal government is determined to make Australia become one of the world's leading digital economies within the next 10 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison praised consumers and businesses for their resilience in adapting to online technologies during the pandemic. Mr. Morrison says digital innovation will play a significant role in economic recovery.
So we have two stories happening simultaneously now here in Australia. An economy that is experiencing the worst set of economic circumstances since the Great Depression, and ferocious adaptation that businesses have engaged in to keep these circumstances at bay.
Upgrades to the national broadband network and investments in 5G technologies are at the centre of the pitch, while also focusing efforts on digital regulations, cybersecurity, open banking and consumer data rights. Briefly overseas, and United States President Donald Trump's feud with the country's top infectious disease expert has intensified. In a 60 Minutes interview, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he was not surprised that Dr. Trump contracted COVID-19. At a rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump mocked Dr. Fauci just moments after insisting the pair still get along.
No, I get along with him very well. He's a Democrat, and he's a nice guy. But he's been wrong. First of all, he said, don't wear masks. He said many things. He said, let the people from China that are heavily infected, let them come in. He admits that he was wrong on that, and he admits that I saved thousands of lives. And it's good if people trust him, but he's got a really bad arm, not a good baseball thrower. But he's a nice guy. The only thing I say is he's a little bit sometimes not a team player.
The Stoush comes as almost 400,000 new COVID-19 cases were recorded last week in the US. The country has recorded 8.2 million infections, 220,000 deaths, and almost 3.3 million recoveries. The final US presidential debate takes place on Friday. Football Federation Australia is to launch a five-part digital series focusing on celebrating the rich migrant and multicultural fabric of the game in this country. Titled Generations of Australia, it will feature current Socceroos and Matilda players recognising and thanking the people in their lives who have paved the way for their success by making the move to Australia. Part one of the series launches tomorrow. And let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it'll be partly cloudy and 25, much the same for you in Adelaide, 27. A bit of cloud about for Melbourne as well, and 20 degrees. A couple of showers in Hobart, 15. Partly cloudy day in Canberra, 23 degrees. A possible shower in Wollongong, 22. Sunny in Sydney, 25. A scattered shower or two for Newcastle, 26 degrees. Possible early morning shower, 27 for Brisbane. Mostly sunny and 32 for Cairns and 33 degrees in Darwin, where it'll also be a fine and sunny day. And for news in depth, subscribe to our podcast or you can listen online, sbs.com.au/news/audio.